Chapter 19. A Long-Awaited Talk. Later that day.
So, what do you say, Egghead? Wanna take those wings for a spin?
Rainbow asked, as if there was no other answer but yes. Thus, she would be sorely disappointed.
Not yet, Rainbow Dash. I have other things to take care of first.
Twilight and her friends still sat in Canterlot Castle's extravagant dining room. Celestia and Luna had left to attend to royal duties not long after Cadence had gone. Celestia's announcement to Canterlot had undoubtedly already taken place. Only time would tell how that went. Rainbow launched herself into the air, throwing her forelegs wide.
Oh, come on! What in all of Equestria could possibly be more important than learning to fly and being taught to fly by the best flyer in all of Equestria?
And the most modest, Applejack sarcastically deadpanned to Rainbow's irritation.
Well, what?
Rainbow said, striking through the air, closing the distance between her and Twilight immediately.
Seeing my parents,
Twilight responded, her voice unsure. Rainbow backed off immediately.
Oh, right. That's pretty important after, everything.
Yes, Rainbow, it is. Don't mind her, Sugarcube. I'm still trying to teach her a thing called tact, said Applejack.
Rainbow snorted.
Tact? What do you know about tact?
I'd earn that more than you, I'd wager.
Yeah, right. Prove it. Girls, maybe we should get back on topic. You know, if you want to.
Fluttershy suggested meekly.
Verity spoke next.
The darling is right. This is our friend's well-being we need to consider. Girls,
Twilight started.
I appreciate the sentiment, but you really don't need to fuss over me. It's not like I'm dying or anything. Twilight's dying?
Pinky shouted out, quickly retracting her head from a box of party supplies where she was storing the banner and party hats for possible future use. Obviously, she hadn't heard most of the conversation. A panicky Pinky pushed her fluffy pink face into Twilight's black chitin-covered one.
Oh my gosh, Twilight, you can't die yet! What about all those parties I had planned for you over the next several thousand years? I know I won't live that long, but I'm sure my kids or something could continue my good work. Besides, a funeral after party is one party I really don't want to plan. I mean, does a funeral after party really count as a party? It's more like a gathering of sad ponies, and I don't like sad ponies because it makes me really, really sad that every pony else is sad and my mane goes droopy and everything. I mean, there was this one time when I thought Gummy had died because he was just sitting there lifelessly, but then I realized he was alive and he always sits just like that. Who knew? I just patted him on the head and said, "Hey, Gummy, want to make cupcakes?" And then we made cupcakes! Girls, I'm hungry now after all that cupcake talk. Who wants cupcakes? What were we talking about again?
Pinky finished with a question. Several more seconds of overly awkward silence then occurred.
What?
Twilight broke the silence. Pinky simply shrugged and stuck her head back into the box of party supplies.
Anyway, darling,
Rarity continued as if nothing had happened, probably for the best,
it's our job as your friends to give you all the support you need in these trying times. And I appreciate that, Rarity. I really do. It's just, I feel like there are some things I need to deal with myself. My parents being one of them. This family business sounds like it's gonna get pretty complicated,
Rainbow remarked. Not really, Applejack said. I got family all over the place, and I never found it to be that complicated. Applejack turned away from Rainbow Dash and looked at Twilight.
Everything's gonna be fine, Twi. And as the element of honesty, you'll know I'm not lying.
Thanks, Applejack,
Twilight said before sighing.
I hope you're right. I really do.
Household of Nightlight and Twilight Velvet. Canterlot.
Bills, Nightlight said in a monotone voice as he went through the day's mail. Bills, he repeated.
Both he and Twilight Velvet sat in their household's living room. They sat on the larger sofa as Nightlight went through all the letters piled on the small table in front of them. Velvet sat beside him, lounging while reading a romance novel.
Bills, bills, more bills!
Velvet rolled her eyes, barely holding in a sigh.
Oh, for Celestia's sake!
Nightlight broke the pattern. Honey?
Another letter from one of our neighbors saying how we must disown our own daughter because it's undignified to have a creature like her as a part of our noble family!
Velvet didn't even bother to hold the sigh this time. She placed a bookmark in her novel and placed it on the side.
If I get one more letter like this from any pony else, fellow nobles or not, I'm going to find them and show them what I think of their freaking opinions of our daughter!
Nightlight shouted, lighting his horn and burning the letter to cinders. Velvet shimmied up to Nightlight and gave him a very welcome, comforting hug.
Just ignore them, Nighty. Don't give those idiots the satisfaction of any response.
I'm just worried, dear. I want our daughter back.
I know. Celestia made that announcement earlier. Maybe if we went, we would have heard some news.
If there was any news, don't you think we would have been told first? That, and if she was back, wouldn't she visit us right away?
This is Twilight we're talking about, honey.
Velvet chuckled. Nightlight couldn't help but chuckle himself.
Good point. Still, though, wouldn't she...
A knock came to the door, interrupted whatever Nightlight was going to say.
Who could that be?
Velvet asked, to no pony in particular. Nightlight got up from the sofa and made his way to the household's entrance hall, approaching the front door. When he opened the door, a couple of stoic solar guards could be seen standing alongside five armored individuals with the unmistakable profiles of changeling drones. None of this, however, phased Nightlight. His attention was grabbed by the form in front of him. She was almost unrecognizable. Chitin as black as night, an almost translucent-looking blue mane with a green highlight and sharp fangs hanging from her muzzle. And yet she was recognized instantly. The obvious cutie mark, the timid posture, and the ever-so-familiar sparkling, lavender eyes looking up at him in absolute terror.
Daddy?
Twilight? It is you, isn't it?
Yes, it's me. Look, if this is a bad time...
Don't you even think about it, young lady!
Nightlight blurted while pulling Twilight into a warm hug, a tear rolling down his cheek.
What? You're not mad? I guess after the princesses and my friends, I really shouldn't be surprised.
Nightlight released Twilight.
Twilight, if you didn't overreact and needlessly panic about things, you wouldn't be, well, you, now would you?
Twilight giggled.
Very true.
Nightlight gestured Twilight to enter. The others stayed outside to give the young princess some space.
Who was it, Nighty?
Velvet called through.
Hi.
Twilight called as she walked towards the living room entrance.
Twilight?
Her adoptive mother stuck her head into the hallway.
Hey, and what time do you call this? Huh?
Twilight tilted her head, confused already.
I mean, really? Not even a single letter to say, hey, I'm okay, by the way. Do you have any idea how worried we've been? Tell her, Nighty!
Nightlight simply shuffled into the living room and over to the sofa, nervously.
Honestly, young lady, I have half a mind to ground you. But I'm an adult, and I'm your mother!
Velvet finally shouted, running up to Twilight and crushing her into yet another embrace. This was becoming a theme. Her voice came out at a near whisper.
Please don't scare me like that again. I promise.
Twilight hugged back. How had she ever doubted them?
Good.
Velvet said as she finally calmed down, both her and Twilight taking seats around the table.
Now, I have a feeling we have some catching up to do. Yeah. How much were you told?
Her face betrayed her fears.
Enough. What's she like? What do you mean? Your real mother. You are my real mother, just as much as she is,
Twilight assured. Velvet smiled.
I know, Twily. I didn't mean it like that. It's just, I always knew you had other parents out there somewhere. I just never imagined she would be a queen.
Velvet's eyes suddenly lit up.
Which means my daughter is a princess! Ha! Take that, Snooty Blue! Your son is a prince in name only, while mine will one day rule a kingdom! Prince Blue Blood my ass! Oh, you have no idea how long that old mare has been bragging about that! It's been ever since you became Celestia's students! Ugh, fuss, that whole family has a terrible ego complex!
Come on, honey, Twilight doesn't need to hear about your rivalry with Snooty Blue.
Velvet huffed.
Fine, but I'm still going to shove it in her face and you can't stop me!
Of course, dear.
Twilight chuckled lightly. It was good to see things haven't changed. Every pony was right. Everything was going to be just fine.
So, Nightlight started, in a way that immediately told you that your dad was about to tease you ruthlessly. Any of those changelings out there with you? I mean, you never managed to find a cult friend with a pony, so maybe with another changeling?
Dad?
Twilight groaned pleadingly.
Okay, sorry. So how about a mare friend?
Dad!